We're continuing in Hilchos HaFroshos Chala on Yontif, which is found in Siman Tov Kuf Vav in Hilchos Yontif Chelek Hei Mishnah Berurah. So last time we finished off Sif Gimel. I just want to touch up a couple of things. So we mentioned that when you weren't Mafresh Chala, you have bread from yesterday, Erev Yontif. And you forgot to be mafresh challah, and you're an Eretz Yisrael. So you're not allowed to eat first and be mafresh later. You're stuck. So, and you're not allowed to be mafresh challah. But it's yontif. So what can you do, says the Ramah? Make a new bread, get out the flour, invite a bunch of hungry boys, get out the flour, get out the water, whatever the ingredients are, and on yontif, you're allowed to knead the dough and bake the bread and eat it. So there, now you're going to make a new dough, and on the new dough, you're going to need mafresh challah, and that challah is going to exempt and pater everything else from yesterday. So we mentioned that there's a big machlokes, a poskim, does he need to do a full shir challah? So Tosus gives us this etzah. Tosus and Beitz and Daf Tes gives us this etzah. He says to make a matzah achas, one matzah, be mafresh from here, and everything else. So the question is, is it need to be a full shear? Or if I had half a shear yesterday, now I have a, which was not connected, I had a full shear, I was not mafresh. I had half a shear, I didn't need to be mafresh. Now I want to make a new half a shear, put the two together, tziruf sal, combine them into one, and now I can be mafresh because the chiyuv set in today. So that's a big machlokas haposkim we pointed out, discussed in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Chavav, and in the Sheret Tzion Sif Katan Mem Gimel. So we did that last time. Just one additional point. So in the terminology, the Lashon HaRama, he says, the end of Sif Gimel, in Rosa Yuchal Alush Od Isa Achas B'Yantif, if you want, you can knead another dough on Yantif. V'yitzarfeim Yachar V'yafrish Merosa Isa Gama Mashalash Me'er V'Yantif. So what does that word v'yitzarfeim mean? So it would normally refer to a tziruf sal. So if I have half, I'm only making half a shear today, and yesterday I made a half a shear, and now I'm putting it together to create a shear challah, which not everybody likes. But if that's what I'm doing, then the word of the Ramah is very miduyak and very precise. I need a tziruf sal to create the chiyuv today. Because the chiyuv is set in today, I'm allowed to be mafresh today. Okay? Not everyone agrees with that. Some say that no, you can't do that. Only a new batch, a new full-fledged shear that became chayiv today. Not taking something from yesterday and playing this game. If that's the case, then I'm baking a full shear today, which is what the Mishnah Berurah recommends. However, Bishas Tzadchak, he says you could be mako. So if it's a full shear, then this word tziruf is not precise. It's lav dafka, because I don't need tziruf. Once I have a full shear over here, if I want to be mafresh from this one on yesterday's, all I need is what's called mukaf. Now, some say you need tziruf for mukaf. Some say you need touching for mukaf. But the Ramah himself does not say that. We learned in Tov Nun Zayin, the Ramah himself says, and the Mechaber also says this in Shin Chav Hey Beis in Yoredeya, that if I have a full shear over here, all I need is mukaf. Mukaf means that they're next to each other. Mukaf does not mean I don't need tziruf sal, I don't need touching, I need next to each other. If they're both in open kelim, the kelim need to be touching. The Bir Adra went through three different halachas that we learned in Sifkat Naches over there in Siman Shin Chav Hey. Okay. Now, let's take a look at that last Mishnah Berurah from last time that we didn't do in Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel, last Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Chav Zayin. V'yitzarfim Yachad, put them together. According to that which the Shulchan Aruch paskins in your day Shin Chaf Hey, that Beis Isos, when I have two doughs, Sheish Behem B'chalacha Shir Chala, each one has its own Shir Chala, each one is Chayiv on its own, Ein Tzrichin, Lo Tziruf Kli, V'lo Negiya. I don't need Tziruf Kli, they don't need to be in a Kli together, I don't need them to be touching. Ela Maniya Ashtem Lafana, put both of them in front of you, Umafrish Mizeh Alzeh, and separate one from the other. V'achinami, Kain, So too over here, imhaya bakal achas kishir. If there's a full shear that I'm making today on Yontif, and I want to use it to pater all the doughs from yesterday, all I need is them to be next to each other. I don't need them, I don't need a halachic tziruf, I just need mukaf, I need them to be next to each other. Okay, look at the shar hatziyun on the bottom, sif katan mem dalid. This is Mogin Avram Usharash Pronim. Va'ayin sham b'yaradeya b'nikudas ha-kesef. The nikudas ha-kesef of the shach b'siman shin chav zayin. I think that's a mistake. I think it's supposed to say shin chavav. Sheherich lavi harbe poskim. He goes into great length and brings many poskim shacholkin ha-machaber sham that disagree with the machaber. And they say mukav doesn't just mean next to each other. Mukav means in a stall together. Or mukav means touching. Okay, it brings out that even mukav means it needs to be in a kli together. Okay, and however, hagrosha mechriya kamachaber. But the Vilna Gaon over there concludes, like the machaber, that you don't need a tziruf sal unless each one does not have a proper shear and you want to create the shear. If each one has a proper shear, all you need is mukav. Mukav means they're in front of you, they're near each other, not that they are in a sal together. Ayin sham ba'arichos. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to be machriya over here, like the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah and the Gra. When I have not like the Nekudas HaKesef over there, when I have a full-fledged shear, all I need is mukaf. Okay, let's move on to Sif Dalet. But there's another Mishnah Berurah we skipped in Sif Gimel. But first, we need to learn Sif Dalet to understand the one of the earlier Mishnah Berurahs in Sif Gimel. Sif Dalet. Hamafrish Chala Biyantif. So I'm making a dough on Shavuos, or baking bread, and after mafresh challah, I'm allowed to be mafresh challah on Yontif if I'm baking the bread on Yontif. I'm mafresh challah be Yontif, the heat tamei, and it's tamei because nowadays everything is tamei. So now what do? I was mafresh challah. The challah is tamei, so lo ye'efet osa, don't bake it because no one's allowed to eat it. So how could you bake it? You can only bake something on Yontif that you're allowed to eat. If you're not going to allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to bake it. Don't bake it. V'lo yisafena. And don't burn it. Why not burn it? Because I'm not allowed to burn things on Yontif. Only allowed to cook and bake things I'm going to eat on Yontif. She'ein sarven kachim b'yontif. I'm not allowed to burn kachim t'meim or truma t'meim on Yontif. Ella, rather, what do? Manicha ara erev esarfa. I wait until after Yontif. And then I will burn it. Okay, this works on a regular Yontif, not Pesach. These halachas for Pesach, we'll see in Siman Tov Nun Zayin, Sif Beit. Okay, so here the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Sif Katan Chavtes, you were mafresh challah on Yontif, which you're allowed to do if you kneaded the dough on Yontif, and you're baking it on Yontif, and you're eating it on Yontif, but don't bake the part that you were mafresh, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chavtes, Mishnah Di Asur Bachila, because you're not allowed to eat it. So, since you're not allowed to eat it, there's nothing to do with it. So, it's muksa. You're not allowed to carry it. Asura hi betilto. It's muksa. Mitamza. The apa piche. Nevertheless, mia kisha karla shem chala. But I die in ribiyado. It's in my hands. And I say, I raise chala. It's in my hands. Now it became muksa while it was in my hands. But when it was in my hands, originally it came into my hands beheter. I was allowed to be mafresh chala. And now when I say Rezu Chala, while it's in my hand, it turns into Muksa. So Vadayin Ibi Yadu Kom Sheinicha, before I put it down, Rashai Letalta L'chomakom Sheyetza. This is an important halacha in Hilchos Muksa, which is discussed somewhat and debated somewhat. But when it came into my hand, Beheter, I'm allowed to move it now L'chomakom Sheyetza, wherever I want, Menicha Shem Ad Chalam Oed, put it wherever I want, carry it, move it, take it, and leave it somewhere. Until Chalamoy, Va'az, Sarfa, and then I will burn it. So this is discussed in the beginning of Siman Shin Ches in Hilchos Shabbos, Halachos HaMuksa, when it comes to a Klishan Lachdal Issa. I'm allowed to take a hammer to open up my coconut on Shabbos. Even though it's Klishan Lachdal Issa, did I say Heter? I mean Klishan Lachdal Issa. Klishan Lachdal Issa, I have a hammer. Klishan Lachdal Issa, used for building houses. I'm using it to open up a walnut, a coconut, whatever it is. I pick it up, I bang it, it came into my hands of Beheter. So now I'm allowed to move it and put it down wherever I want. Once I put it down, I can't pick it up again unless I which is not a sugya. So that's discussed at length in the Mishnah Berurah. Siman, Shin Yud Ches, Sif Gimel, Sif Katan, Yud Gimel. And Orcha Shabbos discusses this at length also in Chelik Beis Perek Yutes, Halacha, I think it's Reish Yud Aleph. Ha'ara Reish Tzadi Dalet. Here it came into your hands, Beheter, this is one of the sources. I can move it wherever I want. Once I put it down, I can't pick it up again. Okay. So I was mafresh chala on yantif because I'm kneading the dough on yantif, I'm baking the dough on yantif, I'm eating the dough on yantif. Great. What do I do with the chala? Baking it? I can't bake it. Why can't I bake it? Because no one's going to eat it. Therefore, it becomes muksa. Great. I also can't burn it. Why can't I burn it? She ain't surfing kachim biyantif. We don't burn kachim biyantif. Shem and shefim biyantif. Shabbos, chavdal, chavhei. Okay. Mishvesiv katalam, she ain't surfing. V'yafa God, this reifas chalatumeya mitzvah. Even though burning chalatumeya is a mitzvah, mikomokom ain't a dochi yantiv. It's not dochi yantiv. Why not? Who I say with those to say? Because yantiv is a positive and negative commandment, and burning chala might be a mitzvah asay minatora. And you might say asay dochalos to say. But here it's not asay dochalos to say, because yantiv is a los to say and an asay. And the essay cannot push away an essay and a los essay. So here you see the Mishnah Berurah, very important Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Lamid, that Sreifas Chala Tumeya Mitzvah. So even though I said last time when we learned this in Yerodea that it's best to put it in the garbage because otherwise you can chafe up your kitchen. So that's true. And the poskim say it's better to throw in the garbage and chafe up your kitchen. But if you can have the best of both worlds, if you can figure out, you know, burn it in your backyard and make a, now also when you cover it in foil, I don't believe it really burns. Unless you leave it in there for a super long time. Dough is hard to burn when it's wrapped in foil. But if you have a way of doing it outside the kitchen, it's not going to cause problems. Do it in your backyard. Or like Dr. White, my neighbor, has a special machine outside that he uses to burn. Still, yeah. To burn challah, fantastic. It's a mitzvah, says the Mishnah Berurah. Look at the Sharat Tzion, Sifkata Mem Ches. What kind of mitzvah? He quotes, this is a quote from Tosas. Yesh omer shumi daraisa. Some say it's a mitzvah daraisa. Yesh omer shumi darabanan. Tosis brings down two opinions. Ayin Shabbos chav dalet, Barashi and Tosis. This is a mitzvah daraisa, mitzvah darabanan. Now nowadays it can't be a mitzvah daraisa because even challah in Eretz Yisrael has been downgraded to a mitzvah darabanan because most of the Jews did not come back with Ezra. So when we're dealing with challah darabanan, it can't be a mitzvah daraisa. But meheri yibana hamikdash will have a korban Pesach. And will be mafresh challah min haTorah here in Eretz Yisrael, and the sreifa of that challah might be daraisa. It still might be derabanan. It's a suffix and tells us brought down over here by the Sharat Tzion. Okay. All right. That is okay. Let's see Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Lamed Aleph. So leave it till night, and then you'll burn it. But you're not allowed to do anything with it. You're not allowed to burn it. We don't burn kachim on yantif, and we're not allowed to bake it because no one's going to eat it. Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Lamed Aleph. Mashal Chara D'Sarfa B'Laila. You burn it at night. Okay, that's all discussion. Burning kachim at night, but it seems like the conclusion is it can't be burnt at night. The cause of a chalas Eretz Yisrael. She has Shul Tmein. This is all dealing with chalas Eretz Yisrael that a tummy is not allowed to eat. Or where chutzlaretz, which I think nowadays everywhere, kohanim are not in the practice of eating challah tumeya. However, it is brought down in Siman Shincha. We learn Shincha Beis Hey, and we'll learn more about this hopefully next week. Tuf Nun Zayin Beis. That when you're dealing with chalas chutzlars, there's a leniency that as long as the kohen did not have tumah come out of his body, no tumas keri, means he's under 9 years old and he didn't see keri yet, or an adult who went to the mikveh, he is officially halachically allowed to eat chalas chutzlars. So if he's allowed to eat it, then you're allowed to bake it because the kohen's going to eat it. But if chalas Eretz Yisrael, no one's allowed to eat. It's tameh. And if we're not knowing that the kohen actually eats it, which I think is our practice nowadays, that the kohen does not eat it, so then you wouldn't be allowed to bake it. So here he says, Tor mitumas keri, then a gadol shel taval, an adult that went to the mikvah, or katan pachas mivanteisha, or a child under age 9. Oh, but makom shein kohen lefenenu, if there's no kohen, so in all these cases, So that's when you have to leave it over to nightfall and you can't bake it. But if someone's going to eat it, because it's chalas chutzlaretz, and the ikra did, it's mutter for someone to eat chalas chutzlaretz if he goes to the mikvah, so then you're allowed to bake it. About knowing laws, it's a kohen, v'yei shem kohen, mutter lo lefos, then you'd be allowed to bake it. And it's part of the el siman tof nun zayin. We did sif aleph in the past, and we will hopefully next do sif beis. Now, we're not done yet, because we have to go back to the previous sif, sif gimel. Go back to sif gimel. Says the Ramah. I'm in the Ramah in Sif Gimel. Okay, it says, Umutu lefos apas. Let's say I make a dough Erev Yantif. I made a dough Erev Yantif. I was not mafresh challah. Now comes Yantif, and I say, I want to bake the dough. Am I allowed to bake on Yantif? Yeah, I'm allowed to bake on Yantif. I want to bake the dough. Says Ramah, Umutu lefos apas. So I'm going to bake the dough, but I wasn't mafresh challah yet. And I can't be mafresh challah on Yantif, because I didn't make the dough on Yantif. I made the dough Erev Yantif. So, how am I allowed to bake it? I'm only allowed to bake it if I'm allowed to eat it. How am I allowed to eat it? Because I'm in chutz la'aretz. And in chutz la'aretz, you're allowed to eat first and separate later. So it says, Ramah mutu lefos apas, aydei shiyocha mimenu. You're allowed to bake the bread and then eat the bread. V'yafrish achar kachala. And save a little piece for the end. And then after yantif, you'll be mafrish chala from that which is left over. Look at the... Mishmur Sifkatan Chavdalib. Mishmur Sifkatan Chavdalib. First look at the Berhetev. Berhetev is short and to the point. Berhetev Sifkatan Zayin, Shiyocha. The Taz Ozer Lechatchila Ayin Sham. The Taz does not allow this. Why is the Taz not allow this? Because the Mordechai doesn't allow this. Why is Mordechai not allow this? Because I'm baking the whole dough. But part of it I'm not allowed to eat. So I'm eating 99%, let's say. And I'm eating 98%. 2% I'm not eating. And 1% is going to end up being challah. So that part that's going to end up being challah, I'm not allowed to eat on Yantif. So how can I bake it? So the Taz goes to the Mordechai that lechatchila tzatzah. Continues to be hated. But b'sefer Eli Rabba tzidei lahater gam b'sefer Rabbis Hakadosh the Rashba matir. Eli Rabba and the Rashba are lenient, as is the Aruch HaShulchan. The Mishabura is not so lenient. Look at the Mishabura Sifkatan Chav Dalit. When I bake the whole thing, but I'm only allowed to eat 98%, so how am I allowed to bake the last 2%? That 2% is not edible on Yantif. I'm baking the part that's going to end up being challah, that's not edible. That portion is not going to be eaten on Yantif to a Kohen. In Sivav, it says, we have Tavkuf Vav Vav, that if I have a dough jointly owned with my Eino Yehudi neighbor, I'm not allowed to bake the whole thing. I'm not allowed to bake for an Eino Yehudi on Yantif. I have to cut it in half. I'm allowed to bake my half. I can't bake his half. So how can I bake the half that's going to end up being challah that's not going to be eaten on Yantif? So Bukainza Asun Lakam Sivav. Shiny Hoch. So first of all, when half is belong to the Ein Yehudi, I cut it in half and I give it to the Ein Yehudi. Here, I can't take b'mafresh challah on Yantif, because the dough is made in Erev Yantif, so I'm stuck. I'm stuck leaving it as one dough. I can't separate it. She'osu lo lahafresh. I can't be mafresh. V'oh, she'chelek ha'challah is not zero davar mu'ar. Also, you're dealing with a teeny tiny amount. V'leket tosefes tircha b'shvilo. You're not doing anything extra for that amount. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan says, I don't know why. Aruch HaShulchan wants to say it's mutter because you don't know which piece is going to be the challah. So any piece I can eat. I can't eat all the pieces, but any given piece of this dough I can eat. And just at the end, I have to leave over enough to be mafresh challah, which is a very small amount. But there's no single piece you can eat. This you can't bake, that you can't bake, that you can't bake. It's one mass, the whole thing can be baked. And eventually, one of it be part of it be challah. The Yesh Machmir V'Omrim. So first, the Mishabura explains the opinion of the Ramah. The Ramah is Mekah. Now he said, "V'yesh machmir v'omrim tikein shlosh me'etmol." Since it was done yesterday, me'etmol you could have separated it. Mafresh challah. Lo shemri le'biyantiv lefos. We don't let you do this on Yantif. Bake it. Kol isim shum chelak achalas yesh brosh nevesh shalosh Yantif, because it's not all going to be eaten on Yantif. Says the Mishbura, "V'yesh lochosh azel lechatchila shelo lefos kol isa." You should not bake the entire dough on Yantif, since there is a piece that you're not allowed to eat, because you have to say to the mafresh challah afterwards in chutzlars. Rakshi yashir ksas isa shalol lafosa, save a little bit and don't bake it. Aracha yantif, umimena yafresh challah gam ba'al isa rishona. And for the piece you save over, that you didn't bake it, you'll be mafresh challah, you'll bake it on chalamoid or after Shavuos, and you'll be mafrish afterwards. The Aruch HaShulchan is Mekel. You see the Berhete brings down the Eli Rab is Mekel. It was a Kosh Mekel. The Mishnah Berura is not so excited about being Mekel. And the Chatchila, he wants us to be Machmer like the Taz and like the Mordechai. So that's a touch up of Tuf, Kuf, Vav, Siv, Gimel, and Siv, Dalet.